This is 88.5 NEPM. The $250 million Band-Aid, childcare audits, and a marijuana ballot mess, Beacon Hill faces big questions. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Sam Drysdale from the State House News Service on the line. Thanks for being here, Sam.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
State law requires the release of a consensus revenue estimate to start the budget process, and that's due this week. Beyond signaling priorities, what messages will this baseline convey about how aggressive or restrained the upcoming budget is before the budget's even built?
This is the number that signals the budget appetite. A restrained forecast would suggest tighter choices and potential pressure on spending for key services. A stronger forecast signals more flexibility without tapping reserves or cutting programs, but we're expecting some economic caution given the uncertainty in the economy right now and modest historical growth projections. That's what we're anticipating this year.
Following the expiration of the Enhanced Affordable Care Act premium tax credits, late last week, Governor Maura Healey announced a single-year plan to tap $250 million and bolster the Health Insurance State Connector Care Program with the aim of cushioning premium spikes for middle and low-income residents. Sam, where did the state find that money?
The money comes from the Commonwealth Care Trust Fund, which is a fund that was created by the legislature years ago. It's mainly financed through cigarette taxes, penalties paid by people who don't meet the state's health insurance mandate, employer health assessments, and occasional transfers from the state's general fund. So it's not a new appropriation. They're saying that they can cover health insurance for enrollees who are under 400% of the federal poverty level.
Moving on the heels of alleged child care subsidy fraud in Minnesota. Also last week, two Massachusetts lawmakers called on the governor to audit the state program that's responsible for helping low-income families pay for childcare. I think it's important to note here that, yes, the federal government has frozen funding for family assistance grants in five states. None of those include Massachusetts. So what has been the response from Beacon Hill to calls for this audit? And do you get the sense that lawmakers believe an audit would find childcare subsidy fraud in Massachusetts?
Republican representatives Mark Lombardo and Nicholas Baldica were the representatives who called for this audit. They're urging it because they say that there's potential vulnerabilities in Massachusetts. They didn't specifically allege fraud in the state, but they're asking for verification of attendance records and internal controls. Healey's office and the Department of Early Education and Care have not publicly responded to the letter yet. There's no official audit launched. Legislators are urging caution. They're not actively accusing at this moment, but they do want a look at the program's controls after what's happened in other states.
All right. Well, moving on, the proposed ballot initiative to repeal adult use recreational marijuana in Massachusetts faces a new hurdle. And this comes after opponents filed an objection with Secretary of State William Galvin's office. The State Ballot Law Commission is slated to hold a pre-hearing conference today and a hearing tomorrow. What's the objector's concern?
Opponents are alleging that paid signature gatherers misled voters at locations like Trader Joe's, Market Basket, Whole Foods, and Gillette Stadium, resulting in fraudulent signatures. And challengers now need to come up with enough signatures that are invalid to disqualify the petition out of tens of thousands of signatures, and they only have 10 days to do so after the pretrial hearing. Those pursuing the ballot question said they were already anticipating a challenge, and they're confident that the proposal is going to stay on track for the 2026 ballot.
Those signatures were collected at a point in time. How do you prove that there was something weird going on when somebody signed their name?
That's a great question. The onus of responsibility is on the people who brought the challenge. So they have to be able to prove that. And that's something that Secretary of State William Galvin is now challenging them to do. He said that it's up to them to make that accusation and provide the evidence to do so. He had a press conference. He didn't sound as if he had a lot of faith in the ability to provide that evidence, because it is such a challenging thing to be able to provide that those signatures were invalid and were fraudulent. It's a difficult thing to prove.
Oh, absolutely. Sam Drysdale is a reporter at the State House News Service in Boston. Sam, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast. This is 88.5 NEPM.